Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
What do you want?
I want to be in the Sheriff's Department.
Congratulations, Charles.
You're going to the Division of Fluid Management.
Oh, no, not again.
Of all the nerve.
Chunky! 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 Chunky!
May I have your attention, please? Class, I have a few announcements. Due to the wet weather, tomorrow's field trip with Mrs. Carney has been canceled.
Aww.
And one final note. As you know, some of the students from surrounding schools will learn about the various branches of county government firsthand tomorrow. Principal McFadden has told me to announce that the representative from our school for Campbell County Government Day will be Charles Edward Thompson.
Chunky.
Bet you'll wind up in the dog catcher's office, Chunky boy.
Lay off, Denver.
Congratulations, Charles.
Woof, woof.
Denver, that's enough.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say how proud we are for you, Charles. And we'll be expecting a full report on your trip the day you're back.
Great.
Don't forget your essay for tomorrow. Charles, could I see you for a minute?
Yes, Mrs. Hodges?
Are you nervous about tomorrow?
Nervous? Who, me? Sorry, I'll clean that up.
Don't worry about it. I just wanted you to know that you're going to do fine.
Thanks. I still can't understand why they chose me. I don't have the best grades. I'm not good at sports.
Charles, you were included because, well, there were some teachers who believe you have a great future. And I thought, they thought this might be a wonderful opportunity for you.
I guess.
I know you're not nervous, but I was thinking, if you'd like to find out more about Government Day, you might talk with Connie Kendall. Do you know her?
I guess.
What's the matter?
It's just hard for me to talk to, well, you know.
Girls?
Yeah.
Charles, you're not asking her to marry you. You're asking about Government Day.
I know. I just get all nervous and sweaty, and then I start knocking things over. And sometimes I fall down. And this one time when I went to school...
Charles, I think a lot of boys feel that way around girls. And you know what?
Yeah, you're gonna say that girls feel the same way.
That's right.
Then how come they never fall down around me? I was in the lunchroom yesterday, and Miriam Connor sat at my table. She didn't say anything. She didn't even look at me. She just sat down.
What happened?
I got choked on my soup, and a chicken noodle came out of my nose.
You don't have to talk with her if you don't want to. I just thought it might help you. I think she works over at Wits End.
Okay. Maybe if I'm not eating anything, I'll be all right. Thanks, Miss Hodges.
Ah, Mr. Charles Thompson. How may I be of service to you?
Hi, Eugene. Is Connie here?
Miss Kendall? I believe she is. Allow me to page her for you. New intercom system, you see. I designed it myself. Paging Miss Constance Kendall. Miss Constance Kendall to the front counter, Central Communications Headquarters, please. You see, it'll save time and energy.
I was right behind you in the kitchen, Eugene. Do you have to blast my name all over the place?
I was merely alerting you of the arrival of Charles here, who asked to see you.
Oh. Hi, Chunky.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I can glue this together.
It's no problem. No big deal. Just put the pieces here on the counter.
I'm really sorry.
Can I help you with something?
Basic motor skills, perhaps?
Eugene, would you excuse us?
Well, of course. I will leave. I'll be in the library. Just page me when you need my assistance.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Very well.
Now, Chunky, what did you...
You know, I don't want to bother you if you're busy. Maybe I could come back later and talk...
Chunky, I'm not busy. What do you want?
Well, I was wondering about Campbell County Government Day. you know, kind of what to expect.
Oh, so you were chosen. That's great. It's really fun. You'll take the bus to the courthouse, and then they'll send you to the assessor's office or someplace for the whole day.
Where did you go?
Judge Roberts' courtroom. It wasn't my first choice, though. What's yours?
I want to be in the sheriff's department.
A lot of people do. You may get your second or third choice instead, you know.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
I didn't put a second or third choice. I wanted to be in law enforcement. I put the sheriff's office 3 times.
Well, don't worry. If you put it in all the blanks, they'll probably take the hint. If not, I'm sure they'll find a good place for you.
I hope so. Well, I better get home now. Thanks for the info.
Sure. Hope it goes well for you.
Now get some sleep. You've got a big day ahead of you. Good night.
Mom, what'll happen if I can't find my way around? I've never been in the courthouse before.
Well, I'm sure they'll have people there to direct you. And if you get lost, well, you can just ask somebody. Now, good night.
Mom?
Charles Edward, if you don't go to sleep,
Mom, what if I don't get to be in the sheriff's office? I don't want to go anyplace else.
There are going to be a lot of kids there tomorrow. You may not get exactly what you want. Just make the best of whatever you're given. Now, go to sleep.
Mom, I can't sleep.
Count sheep.
I can't count sheep. It makes me hungry.
Count horses.
But, Mom...
Good night, Charles.
Nobody ever understands me. I get on the wrong bus and then rip my pants. If I can just make it into the sheriff's department.
Reginald Willis? Are you Reginald? You'll be going with Mr. Nagazuki, our county coroner. Wallace Worthington?
Here.
You'll be following Ms. Carlton. She's in the tax assessment division of the treasurer's office. Let's see, there's 3 of you left. 2 will be going with Deputy Janowski.
This is it, sheriff's office. Here I come.
So, Bill Carmichael and Marlon Humphrey, your cruiser's waiting.
What? Excuse me, is it my name listed there to go with the sheriff's office?
Sorry, son. Just Bill and Marlon. There is one name left here, though. Charles Edward Thompson.
That's me. Where am I supposed to go?
You're going to the Division of Fluid Management.
Fluid Management? What's Fluid Management?
I don't see Jerry or Mrs. Bavakwa. She's the superintendent. She'll tell you everything you need to know. Tell you what, I'll give you directions on how to get there.
Directions?
Easy as pie. You can't miss it. Do you know where the front desk is?
No.
Okay. Just go out this door, turn left, and go to the elevator. Take that elevator down to the basement. When you get out of the basement, you'll see a door that says stairs. Are you with me so far?
No. That sheriff doesn't know what he's missing. I could have solved lots of cases, but he chose a Bill and a Marlin. Department of Fluid Management. This must be the place. Mrs. Bavakwa? Mrs. Bavakwa? I hope she's down here. What a creepy place to work. Mrs. Bavakwa?
What do you want?
Ah! You scared me!
Well, what are you doing down here, young man?
My name is Chunky. I mean, Charles Thompson. I'm here for Campbell County Government Day.
Oh, that. I don't have time to babysit children. Jerry was supposed to handle this. I've got work to do. You'll just have to go back upstairs and find another assignment.
But the man's gone. He just gave me directions and left. He seemed really busy.
And you don't think I'm busy? Well, you've got a lot of nerve if you're insinuating I don't do anything.
I didn't insinuate.
Oh, Jerry's never around when I need him. He could show you the place, let you see the more interesting parts, but he's not here and I don't... Oh, maybe that's the prodigal now. Come on. Bavakwa here? Jerry, where are you? You're an hour late. Well, you'd better find a way. I've got a kid here on a school picnic and...
Excuse me, it's Campbell County Government.
What? Tomorrow? Jerry, you'd better... Jerry! Oh, of all the nerve!
I'll just get my things together and go back upstairs.
Oh, no, you don't. You're staying here. I need some help.
But you said you didn't have time for...
I didn't have time to babysit, but I do need help. Now, you look like a pretty stout young man. Should be able to do some manual labor, or at least answer the phone. Come on.
Mrs. Bivacqua, this is probably a dumb question.
Nonsense. There's no such thing as a dumb question. If you don't know something, the only way to find out is to ask. Well?
Oh, what's fluid management?
Fluid management?
Yeah, they said you were the superintendent.
You got a lot to learn, young man. Calling what I do fluid management is like calling a pothole on the street a pavement deficiency.
Huh?
It's a fancy way of saying what I really do. My friend, you are in the midst of the Odyssey Water and Sewage Department.
Sewage? I got stuck with sewers?
What were you expecting, the sheriff's office?
I can't believe it. I thought there'd be excitement and adventure. How can I go back and tell my whole class that I got stuck in sewage for the whole day?
That, Thompson, is your problem. Besides, this isn't simply sewage, it's water in sewage.
What's the difference?
Oh, Thompson, when you turn on a faucet, where does the water come from?
From the pipe.
And where does the pipe come from?
The ground.
Oh, it's gonna be a long day. Thompson, when the dirty water goes down the drain, where does it go?
Back into the pipe.
You beat all, Thompson. Well, come on. You're about to get a crash course in Fluid Management 101.
Wow, I never even noticed this lake before.
Well, it's not a lake. This is the reservoir. When you turn on your faucet, the water comes from here. Ooh, looks like it's getting pretty high with all this rain.
It doesn't look like the water in our house. It looks kind of dirty.
Well, it is, until we purify it. We take the dirt and mud out through those. That's the mixing basins and then the settling basin. The good water rises to the top and goes into that filter there. Then the filter takes out all the impurities we can't see.
And then it goes into the pipe?
Almost. The water flows through there to the storage tank. Now, I'll show you where the bad water goes.
Uh-oh. I don't think I'm gonna like this. Wow! Looks like a launching pad for a spaceship.
If you say so. When you put dirty water down the drain, it goes into the sewer. That water eventually comes here and goes through these tanks. First, the sludge is removed.
Hey, my dad has a hammer made out of that.
Thompson, I said sludge, not sledge. Sludge is all the solid waste in the water. We remove that from the bottom and sell it as fertilizer. Then we treat the sewage over and over until it's ready to go back into the river.
You'll drink it again?
That's right.
Yuck. I'm sticking to grape soda from now on.
Oh, don't be such a ninny. It's clean by the time it gets back to the river. But if we didn't treat it, boy, you'd have big problems.
Well, what kind of problems?
Well, if the sewage flowed into the river, the people downstream would be affected. No swimming or fishing along the riverbank could even cause an epidemic. Oh, there goes my beeper. Come on, we've got to get back. This might be an emergency.
How do you know?
Two reasons, Thompson. Number one, with all the rain we've had, I've been expecting some flooding. And number two, the last time this thing went off, Leonard Thacker's cow hopped the fence and went for a swim in the retention pond. Let's go. All right, I'm on my way.
Is it an emergency?
Oh, could be. Some kids decided to remove a manhole cover over on 3rd Street. Probably pretending to be those karate reptiles or something.
I think that's ninja.
Oh, whatever. All I know is it's dangerous. Somebody could get hurt. And then there's a report of some backed up storm drains, too. So I'll be back in half an hour.
You're leaving me here all alone?
Hey, you wanted excitement and adventure, right? We'll just answer the phone and keep the two-way radio on. You'll do fine. Now call me if anything goes wrong.
But how do I call you? What do I say? The phone rings. People in government sure are in a hurry. Fluids and Sewage Department.
Fluids and Sewage Department?
Yes, ma'am. We know about the flooding. How deep did you say it was? Excuse me. Can I put you on hold for just a minute while I answer this other call?
No,
ma'am. You are important. It's just that... Okay, but just let me answer this other line really fast, and I'll be right back. Hello? Fluid Management? Hello? Ma'am, are you still there? Great. Now I've hung up on two people.
This is Captain O'Ryan to Fluid Management Base. Over.
Wow, the police. How do you work this thing?
Captain O'Ryan to Bavakwa. Do you read me? Over.
10-4, Roger. But she's not here right now. Oh, hold on, please. 10-4. Hello, sewers and water.
Whoever that is in Fluid Management, better get a hold of Bavakwa right away. Over.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm going to have to put you on hold. 10-4, Sheriff. She went down to 3rd Street to see about some manhole covers. I'll tell her you're looking for her when she comes back.
You don't understand, Manny. I need her now. And by the looks of things, we don't have much time. Over.
Uh-oh. You got that right.
System overflow. Please correct. System overflow. Please correct.
Oh, no. Not again. Hello?
Thompson, this is Bavakwa. I need the county crews down here on the double. Had to abandon my car. We've got a major problem in the downtown area at 3rd and Main. Now get on the radio and tell the sheriff.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Sheriff, officer? I just made contact with Mrs. Bavakwa. She says she needs the county crews there really quick on 3rd and Main.
Tell her I'll get right on it. But she'd better do something about the problem here at the treatment plant. Looks like it's all about to go over. Over.
Did you hear that, Mrs. Bavakwa?
Thompson, I told you to call me if anything went wrong. Now, how long have those alarms been going?
They just started a couple minutes ago, and I was going to call you, but...
Is the enunciator saying anything?
The what?
The computer! Is a voice saying anything?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool. It's saying, systems overflow. Please correct.
Oh, the treatment plant can't handle all the storm water. Now, Thompson, you're going to have to help me. Go over to the main control panel. Do you see it?
I'm really not very good at this kind of thing. See, I knock things over a lot. My dad always says to stay away from the tools in his garage.
Listen to me, Thompson. Find the control panel.
Oh, you mean the thing with all the switches and stuff?
You got it. Now, in the middle is a blinking red light, and over that is a big wheel. Find it?
I'm not sure. Mrs. Bavakwa, can't you do this when you get back?
Thompson, if that sewage goes into the river, we've got a health hazard on our hands. Now, locate the emergency bypass valve. It's right above the red light.
I see it.
Turn it to the right until the alarm goes off. That'll open the valve so the water goes to the excess flow lagoon.
Oh, it's stuck. It won't move. Mrs. Bavakwa, it's too hard. I can't do it.
You've got to, Thompson. Now put some elbow grease into it. Sit on it if you have to. Just do it.
Why did I have to get stuck with water and sewage? I don't want to do this. I can't move this.
Well, press my feet and trousers. Look at that water go. Over.
I did it. I did it!
Good work, Thompson! You did it. You just saved a lot of people a lot of trouble.
Hey, Chunky Boy. I heard about your little assignment yesterday.
Great.
We all think you should pioneer a new club. president of the FFA, Future Flushers of America.
You don't know the whole story, Denver.
I know the story. You fit right in with the rest of the rude people who work for the county.
Rude?
Yeah. My mom said she called over to the water department to report the flood, and somebody hung up on her. Twice.
Class? Class, settle down. To begin the day, we're going to hear about Charles' trip. So, Charles, the floor is yours.
And after you're done with the floor, you can clean up the bathroom.
To be honest, I expected a day filled with excitement and danger and meeting important people. And even though I didn't get to go to the sheriff's office, that's exactly what happened. I didn't think it was going to be that much fun when I heard I was going to the water and sewage department. That's right. I know it sounds kind of yucky, but, well...
Class! Class, I will not tolerate any more interruptions.
Mrs. Hodges, I have a visitor who would like to meet one of your students.
Oh, yes, Mr. McFadden. Come right in. It's always a privilege to have the principal join us. We were just hearing a report from County Government Day.
Oh, good, good, good. Class, this is Captain Orion, who came all the way over to see...
I'm here to see one Master Charles Edward Thompson.
Yeah.
Charles? What's the problem?
Oh, no problem, ma'am. I just have a couple of things for the lad. I thought it might be worth the interruption.
Oh, no, that's all right. This is Charles.
Ah, so you're Master Thompson.
Yes, sir.
Well, I talked with your friend, Mrs. Bavacqua, and got the whole story. Now, we both thought you deserved some recognition for what you did yesterday.
What did he do?
What did he do? Why, this young man right here kept his cool in the face of total confusion and tremendous odds, and averted what would have been nothing short of a disaster. And so, Charles, on behalf of Mrs. Bavacqua, the Sheriff's Department, and Campbell County, I'd like to present you with this certificate of honor for your service and a genuine sheriff's badge for your bravery and quick thinking.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Charles. Isn't that wonderful, class?
And I hope that the rest of you young folk will learn a lesson from the experience Charles has had. No matter how big or small, every job is important in its own way. My thanks to you, Charles.
It was nothing.
It's nice that things worked out so well for Chunky, even if he didn't get what he originally wanted. That's the way it works sometimes when we make the most out of every situation we encounter. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Pipe Dreams was written by Chris Fabry and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.